Right now it's time to bring in the man who has cleared out the humidity for today, Pat Pagano. I think he is. Anyways, good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning. It was quite a day yesterday.
Yeah, we missed by the hair, my chin. One big thunderstorm in the afternoon, and then the rest went to the south of us late in the afternoon.
Yeah, as you know, New York City did get it because there was a delay with the Yankee game yesterday.
Yep.
And then Pat was on top of that all afternoon. But the system that caused that is offshore now, so partly sunny, less humid for us today, middle 80s, and clear tonight, low 60s. Sunny to partly cloudy, middle 80s Friday. Another system comes our way Saturday, partly sunny, with a late day thunderstorm for Saturday, middle 80s. Sunday, I still opted to go with no rain. The computer models are trying to give us a slight chance. I'm just going sunny clouds in the middle 80s. Monday should be very, very nice with highs near or just over 80 degrees and low humidity. So the next chance, in my opinion, would be late Saturday night. And that should do it for the next 5 days.
Well, it's good because, you know, on Friday, Friday evening from 6 to 8, we'll be broadcasting from the book signing at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And then Saturday, somewhere on the green in Sharon, will be the Arts and Crafts Fair. And I say somewhere because there's major construction going on the green in Sharon right now as we speak. And they're putting in a whole new drainage system to save the green. And the, it's amazing what the work that they're doing out there. So on Saturday from basically 10 until 5, Crafts Fair is going on in Sharon. So it looks like we're covered for both those.
You are.
Well, that's good to know. And it's funny because I did put on the Yankee game for a while last night, and I just saw this incredible downpour. So I said, I wonder if Pagano's on this.
Yeah, I was on it, you know, and it's difficult from the standpoint that you watch this stuff, and, you know, on the radar, it changes.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. You know, sometimes it spreads out, sometimes it weakens, and, you know, and they need to know, okay, when is the moderate rain? How long? Yeah. I have to tell the umpires. You know, and you look at the radar and you say to yourself, well, it looks like it's going to be 15 minutes. Well, it could be 5.
Yeah.
You know, very difficult. How long will that last? Well, based on the radar, you know, a half hour. Could be gone in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? So I did my best, and it was, believe me, it was brutal. Started working, briefing them at about 2:30 in the afternoon and wrapped it up at 5:30. And I'm talking, you know, every 15 minutes, every 15 minutes.
Now, who do you speak to at the Yankees?
I think mostly the ground crews.
Okay.
And I don't believe I spoke with the manager because, you know, I think it's mainly like the ground crews, stadium people,
yep.
All of that. Yep.
All right. So you got it done for them.
Yeah, well, they were playing, and also the Brooklyn Cyclones were playing in the evening. So when the Yankees game was over, the Brooklyn Cyclones were going to start. And they were having rain in Coney Island. So I had to get on the case with that. And it's very difficult because, you know, I thought I would try to eat dinner at 7, but never had. So it gets very difficult. And it gets harder and harder. So you don't make money unless you work for it. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You should know that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
No one just hands it over to you and says, okay, take it easy now.
Right. That doesn't happen. And let's see. Our handyman is supposed to come today and finish the job. Let's hope that that works out. So I'll be hoping for that. And aside from that, you have Hurricane Eric that is going to go just south of the Hawaiian Islands in the next 24 hours. Then you have Tropical Storm Flossie in the Pacific. That will more than likely stay a tropical storm, maybe a minimal hurricane. And it could hit the Hawaiian Islands either Sunday or Monday. In the Atlantic, the disturbance that was over Puerto Rico will probably stay nothing but a tropical wave and bring heavy rains to the southeastern United States. And then a new system in the south central Atlantic show signs of developing in the next 5 days. And if it does, it'll be given the name Chantal. Now, I looked to see what the GFS, the American model, was doing with that. The new American model takes it just off the Carolinas and then swings it northeastward out into the Atlantic. And this is 10 days out.
Yep.
And the old GFS takes it toward the Carolinas and tries to bring it up across Delmarva. So old and new. We shall see. It is 10 days out, and guess who will be here? Me.
That's right. You'll be gone.
I leave on the 10th, yeah.
It'll be up to AJ.
AJ, Jeff, and Anthony. All three will be covering for yours truly when he's out. So, I mean, AJ will be on for me, and then Jeff and Anthony, or Jeff will be on for both AJ and Anthony on the weekend, the 2 weekends. Right. And Jeff has been a great help. Jeff's wife comes from Budapest, and they spend several months in Budapest every year. And the rest of the time they live here in the U.S. And I asked Jeff for some tips when I get to Budapest, which is the final destination on this cruise. And he gave me some great tips, told me where to eat. There's a place in Budapest called New York Cafe. He said it is pricey. He said, and the food is, quote, good. He said, but it's worth it to book a breakfast there. He said, because you will hear the local bands play while you're eating. He said, and just to see the place itself, which is like a palace, he said, is incredible. And then he told me that there's another museum, which I thought was interesting, in Budapest called the House of Terror. And I said, what is that? It's got to do with all of the communists and the fascists way back then. And this was the actual place that they actually were in. And it's got to, I guess, what they did in the whole bit. He said it is absolutely fascinating. So I'll be sure to try to get that. And he told me on my last night in Budapest, it's Stephen's Day, which is a national holiday in Budapest. He said, you will see a fireworks display like you've never seen. He said, I know everyone thinks, you know, Macy's great, great, great. They are. He said, but wait until you see the fireworks over the Danube River on the night of the 20th. Right. So he gave me a lot of good tips, you know, and he told me, he said, you don't have to use your cash, you know, and exchange, use your credit card. He said, it's worth it to pay the fee on the credit card. He said, because if you don't know where you're going, your exchange rate, he said, will not be good.
There you go. Got all the tips you need.
Yeah. And I said, you know, well, what do I do if I wanted to buy Marshall, like, you know, a Godzilla toy or something like that? He said, oh, just wait to get back to the States and buy it here.
I want you to get me a souvenir from the Museum of Terror, because okay. I'm sure see if they've got a picture of Donald Trump in there. They do. You can buy that for me. And bring it back for me.
You know, if they do, I'll pass out.
That's right. We'll see what. So Budapest.
Budapest. Yeah.
My grandmother is smiling in heaven.
That's where she's from.
Well, she's from that whole that region there. Yeah. Hungary and stuff like that. Budapest. All those countries. So that's, well, that's great. So, and what airline are you taking over?
It's United.
Are you United? And then you
get United, switching over to Lufthansa.
Lufthansa.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and when do you leave?
Saturday on the 10th. Not this Saturday, next
week from Saturday on the 10th.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to leave you now, and we'll join you again tomorrow morning.
That sounds good to me.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.